On Friday, announced sanctions on more than 500 targets in Russia on the second anniversary of the Ukraine invasion, vowing sustained pressure to stop President Vladimir Putin's war machine. The sanctions, described as the largest single tranche since the start of the war, also seek to impose a cost for the death last week in a Siberian prison of Putin's most vocal critic, Alexei Navalny, with measures taken against three officials. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he seeks open-ended control over Gaza after Israel's offensive in the enclave ends, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he's seeking open-ended control over Gaza after Israel's offensive in the enclave ends. Netanyahu presented his long-awaited post-war plan to his security cabinet for approval. The plan was swiftly rejected by Palestinian leaders and runs counter to Washington's vision for the war-ravaged enclave. Deep disagreements over Gaza's future have led to increasingly public friction between Israel and the United States, its closest ally. Washington seeks Palestinian governance in both Gaza and the West Bank ahead of the eventual creation of a Palestinian state. Netanyahu and his right-wing government strongly oppose such an outcome. I'm Karen Chamas.
Palestinians arrived at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound surrounded by Israeli forces for prayers on Friday. Earlier this week, Israel said it will cap the number of people who can take part in peak prayers during the upcoming Ramadan holy month. The police minister cited concerns the Flashpoint site could see protest at the Gaza war. Al-Aqsa, one of Islam's holiest shrines, is part of East Jerusalem, captured by Israel in 1967 during the war and the focus of Palestinian statehood hopes. This is VOA News. At least 10 people were killed by a huge fire that ripped through an apartment block in a district of Spain's third largest city.